Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop doing a little at-home podcasting right now. It's 2:12 on a Sunday afternoon for me. But for our guest, Jordy from Exocrine, Jordy Bess, or Bessie. Well, how do you pronounce your last name?
Jordy Bess,
bassist and vocalist for French death tech death band Exocrine. It's what, like 11 p.m. where you're at?
Yeah, it's like that, yes.
Well, thanks for staying up with us tonight and allowing us to, you know, invade your sleep space.
No, it's okay. I don't work tomorrow, so it's not a problem.
Okay. Well, I guess let's talk about that. So you said you don't work tomorrow. Do you have are you working right now? Because I know a lot of people aren't working due to like stay at home orders and whatnot. Are you working a day job right now, or are you just focusing on staying home? What's your day to day look like?
Actually, with the lockdown in France, I'm still working because I'm nurse. So,
oh wow,
we still have to work.
Oh my god!
Even if with this situation, so we have to do it.
I had no idea that you were a nurse. Let's talk a little bit about that. Like, how has the last few months been for you, Jordy? I assume pretty intense.
Yeah, I work with people who got a psychiatric problem. So the lockdown is very complicated for them. We have to face violence and all this kind of problem with these people. So this period is we are not directly we don't have to face the virus directly, but we have to assume all the consequences for these patients. So
absolutely,
it's pretty hard actually.
And you said that, so working with people with psychiatric issues and whatnot, I mean, a lot of this has to do with, you know, your mindset and staying sane and whatnot. So I'm assuming a lot of that's taken their tolls on some of your patients.
Yeah, it's I don't think I understand your question. Sorry.
Oh, it's OK. No problem. So what got you into the that line of work of becoming a nurse? When did you start doing that?
I started that since maybe 8 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
I think.
With your day job of being a nurse and then also your band, you know, you guys are getting ready to put out a record and we're going to jump right into that. Personally, how are you doing? How are you doing lately? How's your mindset been? How are you staying safe? How are you staying sane? How are you doing, Jordy?
Oh, fine, actually. But we have a lot. We all the guys from X-Screen. We have some deception because a lot of our show are canceled.
Yeah,
we cannot postpone a lot of them, so we are a little sad. But I know it's we are sad for the venues too, because it's pretty hard for everyone actually in the music industry. So we can totally understand. But we are projecting ourselves to the future,
Yeah.
Maybe I hope as soon as possible, but I don't think we can do shows since maybe in December. I don't know. I don't think that anyone knows, but
yeah, you kind of just got to kind of play it by ear and just make the best of what you can. And so let's focus on something a little bit more positive. You guys have a brand new album. It's called Maelstrom. It's coming out.
Yes.
Unique Leader on June 26th. I've gotten an advanced promo copy of it via email, and it's a beast of an album. First off, congratulations.
No, thank you.
Without spoiling too much, what can you tell us about the album?
Yeah, it's the first album with Theo at drums.
Nice.
So I think you can listen that drums part are more technical, more
nice,
with more blast, more gravity blast, and thing like that. So have Theo in the band has more possibilities of brutality and dumping,
yeah,
going pretty fast. So it's a very good thing to us. And
that's awesome, man. So, yeah. So let's make this simple for people. What are three words that you would use to describe the album, Jordy?
Maybe I think brutal. I don't know how to say that in English. Maybe chill.
Okay. Yeah. A little. Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope surprising. I hope.
Okay. Nice. Brutal, chill, and surprising. So, you guys have a progressive kind of element to you guys. It's not always just straight brutal in your face death metal. You have those times, but then there's also some prog parts. And you said chill is a word you would help to use to describe it. Where are those influences coming from? Like, did you grow up as a fan of Yes and Rush, or is that something you recently kind of discovered? Where are your progressive leanings? Where are those influences coming from?
Yeah, I think it's from the bands like Dream Theater or The Cynic.
Oh, yeah.
We like this kind of technical death metal, because in this kind of metal you have subgenre too, even if it's already a subgenre. But you have technical death metal who are very brutal, very technical all the time, and like this band too. And you have maybe another genre that play more with more proggy.
Yep,
like maybe Obscura or this kind of band, and I think we recognize ourselves in this kind of band, but we like the contrast between extreme brutality and some chill part,
totally
more instrumental with synths or thing like that, and I think it's helping each other.
Yeah.
The brutal parts seems more brutal, and the chill parts seems more chill. So I think it's our kind of receipt we get for songs.
Totally, and it kind of helps accentuate the brutal parts when you have like the kind of the build up, right?
I don't understand. Sorry.
No, it's okay. With the album coming out during this time, I have to ask you, what is it like to release a anticipated album in the midst of a worldwide pandemic, Jordy?
Yeah, it's a lot of incertitudes, because for the promotion, when you released an album, you want to defend it on stage. So
yeah,
it's not possible here, but we are happy with that, because with Unique Leader, we can exist on the web, so
yeah,
on YouTube and Facebook. So we are really I don't know how to say it. We're happy to work with them, because they help a lot for that.
So, yeah, they have a good reach, and they have a fan base that will respect pretty much. If you put the Unique Leader stamp on it, people know it'll be good.
Yes, it's a great chance we have. for that.
So I guess I have to ask kind of just, so this is your fourth album since you guys got together. Let's hear the origin story, like the beginning. How did you guys meet up and start X-Crin?
First I met Sylvain, the leader, the compositor of X-Crin, for another band we got, named the Convictions. It's a djent band. After that, we can go further with this band because all people in the band are not motivated. So he had a project in mind for X-Crin, and he need a singer to just make the first EP. So he asked to me to put my voice on it, and he also need a bass player. So I take the double function, and after that we decide to make the album come true. And after maybe some weeks, we found Nico at guitars. And after that, the band is ready, and we found a drummer, our first drummer, and the band was born like that.
That's great, man. And that was what, 2013?
Yes. Nice. We started it at this moment, yes.
That's great. And let's go a little bit backwards here and talk to you about what brought you to like technical death metal. How did you get to that as far as like the music you were interested in and the music you you wanted to play? What got you into death metal and tech death metal?
After I met Sylvain, I was listening some tech band like Necrophagist or maybe The Faceless, but yep. I was not a very huge fan of the of this genre because I just don't know a lot of band, and Sylvain was already a great fan of this kind of band since the band Death.
Oh yeah,
and Necrophagist, of course, The Faceless, and all this kind of band. I discovered this when he proposed to me to put my voice on the first song of X-Crin.
Yeah.
So I discovered a wonderful genre with a lot of band like Archfire or all this band. Yeah. And after that, I was full motivated to make this project come true. So
that's cool. That's awesome, man. That's cool that like your friend kind of exposed you to a world of opportunity, right?
Yes, yes, it's that.
So, when you were a kid, what was the first CD or tape, first actual like album that you used your own money to buy? What was the first album you purchased on your own, even if it's embarrassing?
I don't know if it's embarrassing, but I died when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
At this time, you can buy, I don't know how it works in America, but in France, it doesn't exist anymore. You have the possibility to buy some compilation of a jar. And it was a compilation of neo metal bands. It was my... maybe when I was nine, it was in 1998, maybe.
Yeah. No. Do you remember what bands?
Yeah, it was Linkin Park.
Yep.
The song One Step Closer.
Sounds
the
about
first
right.
Metal song I've heard. And at this moment, I said to myself, that this music is the music I like.
Nice. So,
after that, on this compilation, we have a Static X,
yep.
Fear Factory, all these bands of this time.
Yeah.
And after that, I discover the metal genre and essentially death metal. And I still heard hear the band of Despair. Fear Factory is a band I like a lot.
Yeah.
Static X2. Maybe a little. Sometimes I listen Korn and Slipknot, the mm-hmm. old albums.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I certainly dabbled with my new metal as well.
Yeah, but all the people who got my age, if they are honest, start with this kind of band because it's what the more popular band at this epoch. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Do you remember what was your first metal concert you attended?
Yeah, it was a local band, an hardcore band, named L'Esprit du Clan, a French band from Paris.
Okay.
And it was awesome. It was my first pogo and more than that, my first mosh pit. I take a lot of strikes.
Yeah.
It was a good remember.
For me personally, I have to ask if you've ever seen a band from your area called Kickback. Have you ever seen Kickback?
I already listened what they play, but I never see them on stage.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But I know it's a very powerful hardcore band.
Very, very, very influential hardcore band. I was just curious because I love that band. Over your entire life, what are four albums that that have made an impact on your life?
It's a complicated question. Maybe the album Ashes of Awake from Lamb of God.
Yes.
I had a long period where they're my favorite band. So, and after maybe I could say it's maybe strange, but the album Macabre from the band, Japanese band, Deering Gray.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Some Visual K.
It's a very strange album. It's very strange music. Japanese bands have not the same code than us. So,
yeah.
It's very interesting. And after that, I would say. The album Obscene from Meshuggah.
Yeah.
And maybe Planetary Duality from The Faces.
Nice. That's
it's one of the jewels of technical death metal.
Yes, that's a good mix, man. Okay, so this one, we're going to go with the theme of four, right? Okay, so you know that in America, they have the big four of American thrash, is what they call Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, and Anthrax.
Yes.
If you had to make a big four of French metal, what would it be?
Of course, Gojira.
Yeah.
I think it's the biggest band of from France.
Oh, yeah.
And after, I would put Dagobah.
Okay, yeah.
One of the massive band of the French the French metal scene.
Yeah.
And after, it's complicated. Gorod, of course. They are a tech band, but in France, even if the technical death metal doesn't really work, Gorod is very popular.
Absolutely.
And after that, it's a French brutal death metal band. It's Benighted.
Oh, I love that band. I got to see them last year for the first time they toured the United States. I was so stoked to see them. That was amazing.
Oh, they are excellent. And even if the French metal scene is not very brutal and this, Benighted got a very good fan base in France. They are very popular too.
One of my favorite bands from your country is Alcest.
Alcest, yeah.
A very great band.
Very chill.
I just mentioned that I saw Benighted here in the United States. Obviously, there's no touring going on right now, and you can't make any big plans. But do you hope to someday tour the United States?
Yeah, of course, it's a dream for us, but it's actually very complicated.
Yeah.
not just because of the COVID, but for to make the visas and all of this, it's very expensive for us. Mm-hmm. And since there is Donald Trump, he make this law, the laws more restrictive. Mm-hmm. Is that so? I don't know. And we are still looking for a way to come to see you. So,
yeah.
Maybe Canada, it's more easier for us, but an American tour is, of course, the grail for us.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that gets a little easier here in the next couple years or something. We'll see. But you know that you do have fans over here. And I was curious about, do you like to drink alcohol? Do you drink beer?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What are some of your favorite beers?
My favorite beers, it's maybe the Belgium beers.
Okay.
Oh, they're excellent.
Nice. Well, if you ever come over to the Seattle, we'll give you a tour of Seattle breweries, okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's some good pleasure. There's some great ones here, so.
Yes.
Right on, man. Well, I just have two more questions for you. So, first off, can you pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Do you know what a scar is? Like a wound? Like scar?
Yes.
So pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of scars. I don't know what kind of story I'm going to tell. If it's the dog bites, punches, or...
Uh-oh.
maybe the most funny one is one on my I don't know how to say this word on your the bones on the fist. I don't know how to say
okay, yeah, well, we get the idea.
What is this bone? I don't know. I was running after a guy who stole my toy sword in a festival. So,
was it like a Renaissance festival?
No, it's a little festival where I was living before.
Okay.
I think it was the year where Gojira play at this festival. So,
okay,
it was a good year.
Yeah.
And they stole my toy sword. Well, because I was battling with my friends, and I was running after him, and I was trapped by a tent string.
Oh, no.
And I was full speed running and just fall and surf on the ground. And my hand was, the skin was open and was bleeding everywhere. But it was fun, so I don't cry.
Good. Stay brutal.
Yeah,
but you still have the reminder, you know, of that damn bastard who stole your sword during the festival, right?
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. So
let's get that sword back for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, you're a busy man. You have an album coming out here soon, and just real quick, let's hit that one more time. The new album is called Maelstrom. It's coming out on Unique Leader on June 26th. Do you have any final words for people here in Seattle?
Yeah, stay strong, especially in this period, and still listening. Death metal and technical death metal, and I hope we are going to see you soon, in maybe next year. I hope, really hope. So see you later.
Jordi Vess from Exocrine, bassist and vocalist. So much, thank you so much for your time. Pick up the new Unique Leader album, Maelstrom, by Exocrine. It's available June 26th. You can pre-order it now. They have merch bundles. Support the band. Support awesome underground artists like Exocrine, who are doing their thing, and you know, who are just keeping it brutal during this weird time. So again, Jordi, thank you so much, man.
Safe to you, man.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, ciao.
Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.